But I remember the first time I saw a picture of like the two of you sitting next to each other, and for some reason in my head, Anj, you're like 6 foot tall. And so when I saw that you were standing next to James and you were both like 4'4", I laughed out loud because I think it's just like your personality is big. And so I'm
It is
like,
larger than life.
right. And so then I saw a picture of her and I was like, that girl's like four nothing.
No, I'm a little tiny human, like a chihuahua, you know? Big
So funny.
personality, but a little tiny. Short, not tiny, short. Short little body.
Hey everyone, I'm Jamie. And I'm Andrea, or as most people call me, Anj. And this is Trendish. And we're so glad you're here to witness the whole thing. Thanks for joining us. Let's dive in.
Hi.
Hello.
Nice to
I
meet
feel
you.
like I already know you because I've listened to so much Trendish. Like I can just close my eyes and I'm like, oh, that's Anj.
Well, I'll try to be on my better behavior today, but that probably won't last very long.
No,
So,
the feedback for both of you is you are, if I'm giving you the signal, stop trolling me. Because the two of you together, I don't have time.
I don't think we'll listen, but you can try.
don't know how you get the friends you have, Jane.
I don't either. We're
You're
awesome.
one of them,
I
so
know, that's what I mean. Like
It's awesome. Oh, wow. We have quite a treat in store for you. And it is Jamie's childhood, right? Childhood
No.
friends? Nope. High school, college,
College.
college, college friend. Wow. What college were you guys at
The
when you met?
University of Wisconsin Stout.
The University of Wisconsin Stout. Did you graduate from there, Kate?
Negative.
In So
fact,
neither
she
of you
did not. No.
graduated from there.
We started in the same major though, right? GCM?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
But then I left that. I transferred to the special ed program.
Yes.
So is did you finish with that?
No.
Okay.
No,
And
I
did
did. I transferred to a technical college.
Okay, so you graduated from there.
I did. Yeah, I graduated with my associate's degree in early childhood education.
Okay, nice. That's fun. And that
Yeah.
really comes in handy for your four children that you have,
Oh my word.
especially.
There's not enough schooling in this planet to prepare
Yeah.
you for four children.
Well, you have four, but you also have twins, I've heard. Twins. New
Yes.
newer twins, kind of.
Yeah. They are about a year and a half. We have two boys. Oliver is 8. Milo is 5 and a half. And then we decided to go for one more. LOL. Ended up with a set of twin girls, Savannah and Morgan.
Wow.
Ooh, there's just so much spirit in this house.
Did they hang the moon? Because I feel like they did. They're so cute.
They are
They
so
are
cute.
pretty cute, but
Yeah.
they are trouble to say the least.
The
It's
youngest
good.
ones always are.
Oh my word.
I just feel like they, wow, they just get away with murder.
So you're for sure done now, or like, you know?
Well,
Oh.
yes. Okay, see,
Oh.
I shouldn't have even said well.
I know.
Yeah.
Whenever you start with a well, it's like,
Brandon has been snipped, so he's done.
Okay.
Yeah, we're done. We can't even fit everybody in Brandon's truck. Like, we have to take two vehicles if
That's
we don't take the
annoying.
Suburban. So,
Yeah. That's annoying.
yeah, we're just, no, we're good.
And you just got a new dog.
We did. We have a new puppy. She is 12 weeks old. Her name is Suki. She's an English
You sent
Mastiff.
me this one. Yes. Wait, did you name her Suki off of Gilmore Girls?
Actually, Brandon named her,
Oh.
but yeah, I love Gilmore Girls, and I wasn't going to tell him that it was from a TV show. He was just like, how about Suki? And I was like, done, no take
Love
backs.
it. Wow,
So
really?
like,
Okay, what a name.
I need to understand the process though. Like, you have four kids, and what in you was like, let's add to the chaos?
Yes, no, I
Because
feel
of
let's
a
ask.
deeply. Because what
Yeah.
we haven't said is you own a daycare. You built a daycare. There was no daycare, and you built a building, and now you own that, and you decided
And a
let's,
12-week puppy.
yeah, like
They
why?
own both.
But why?
Yeah, I mean, I've always been a bit of a masochist, I think, but I've never seen a mastiff in person. I mean, I knew that they existed, whatever. But we were out at a one of Brandon's buddy's houses, and I walked in and there was this horse laying on the floor, and it got up and walked toward me, and it was this mastiff. Her head, I think, almost came up to my armpits, and I'm 5'10". So, I mean, this girl was humongous, and I think I actually imprinted on her, and I just needed her. It was so hard to explain, but I literally left that day and I started Googling mastiffs near me.
I really understand this deeply. People, I want a puppy and everyone's like, no, you don't. I'm like, I really do. You keep telling me I don't. I really do.
They're a lot of work.
I think it's like having a baby though. Like, there's never a good time.
Thank you. Oh my God. Did you know that? Did you know I was going to be validated in buying a puppy after this?
I knew you were going to be validated in something, to be honest.
Because it's like, why would I wait until I get my life back when my kids are like teenagers or what? Not that you get your life back. You're like a taxi driver, but whatever. Get, I don't know, some remnants of physical life back in you. And why am I going to wait until then to basically have another newborn? Yes. Who's just going to whine through the night and, you know, Penny for all intents and purposes.
Yeah, Penny's a lot.
Penny is a lot, but I might as well do it while I also have a 2-year-old who's a lot and doesn't shut up. You know? I feel you. I think it's smart. Do it 12 weeks. You got 4 kids and daycare.
Yeah.
Throw them in. So wait, how long have you had your daycare for the people here who don't know? How long have you had your daycare? And also, why did you start it?
Oh, we are in our 8th year.
Wow.
So we'll celebrate our 9th birthday in November. I would have never imagined ever this life path for me. Like, when it first started, everyone's like, oh, you got to live out your dream. And I'm like, this was not the dream. This was not something that I have like manifested and been dreaming about for years. Like, this, it all came up really quickly. When I left Stout, I was in a bit of a quarter life crisis.
Can concur.
Sure.
I had no idea what I was doing with my life in any respect. And so I just went to the closest tech school I could find. I knew that I liked kids. Early childhood was like, yeah, I could do something with that. I don't know. And then once I got into the program and I started doing like my student teaching and stuff like that, I realized that I did not want to work in a school, but I still wanted to work with children and families. And so there was a group center in our town that was for sale. And we just kind of looked at it one night on a whim and kind of talked about it and joked about it. And then it just all rolled really quickly after that. And we somehow ended on, let's just build our own and start over. And I mean, the whole process, literally from the time that I figured out we were going to do this until the day that we opened, was like 6 months. It was it was insane.
You had no kids yet?
I did not. I was pregnant. I got pregnant with Oliver while we were building. So we opened in November and he was born in February.
Wow. And then did someone like run it or while you were gone or what'd you do?
Her sister's amazing.
My sister. Oh my word.
Megan has flown me up there like multiple times. To surprise Kate.
That's nice. Yeah. My sister's got to step up her game.
She does.
Oh my gosh. I could talk for the next hour and a half about Megan alone. But yes, my sister is don't tell Brandon, but she's like my best person and I could not do this life without her.
Honestly, Brandon is a close second. That man would kill for you.
I mean, anyone that's willing to spend every day with me is a saint. So
I did it for a season.
Yes, you did. You were a saint for a season. Get that on a t-shirt. Yeah. So yeah, when I took a few weeks off with Oliver and my sister kind of just held everything together during that time and then waited a couple of years until got pregnant again. But
So is this your older sister or younger sister?
Younger
sister.
Younger. Oldest.
I feel like you, well, Wow, and you waited this long to share with that with me?
You didn't ask.
I should have known. There's no youngest in the world just going to be like, I'm starting a daycare. I'm doing it. I don't need no help from no one. There's like, that's not it. They're like, if you do it for me. Mm-hmm. Oh, man. Okay, so you're the oldest. You have a sister. I probably just feel like we need to do her biography here.
Well, yeah.
You have more siblings?
I have a younger brother as well.
Okay, so you're the oldest of three?
Correct. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And wow, you love your little sister that much? Like, that's...
Oh, so my nice. Word.
Mm-hmm. Let's not get it twisted here. Like, you guys have fought before.
Well, oh, sure. Your sisters. Yeah, well, your sisters.
Like, I mean,
you don't have an option.
No, 17 years of our life, I think we fought every single day.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But then after a while, you just get tired, you know? Figure it out.
Yep. Figure it out.
I need to talk about that for a second, because I feel like I am a better worker because of that phrase right there. Figure it out. I went home over Christmas break and my dad said, I don't know, figure it out. And I said, this is why I am the way I am. It's so annoying. I say all that to say, like, not everybody has that.
Oh, no. Like I just said, the youngest, you know.
Yeah, no, Bo doesn't have that.
I'm going to show up.
No. Yeah. He's like, why should I figure it out? Someone's going to do it for me.
Yeah, I'm going to show up and it'll be done. My mom was like ragging on my dad for that when we were together. Like last week or something, he was like, Alexis, he literally went around to every member of our family. Alexis, how do I know what channel? He was like trying to watch the Syracuse basketball game. Mm. I don't know what channel it's on here. Every single one of us answered the same. My mom was like, you're such the youngest. Go get the remote and flip through them yourself. You're making everyone else here do it, which he was. And when she said that, I was like, wow,
this is
that really
Nick?
Is the youngest tendency. No, my dad.
Oh, I was going to say, this sounds like your dad.
No, yeah, who's also the youngest.
Yeah.
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 That's why Nick's his favorite.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
So it feels like I'm really going to be in trouble since my youngest children are twin girls.
Yeah, that's a great point. I don't know how it works with that. That feels hard.
That's going to be bad, I feel.
Yeah. Your oldest, Oliver, has it cut out for him.
Oh my gosh. He is the definition of the oldest.
Yeah.
I guess we'll find out.
Sweet guy. We will. We will. So how long were you guys actually friends, like, together in school before you transferred and, like, left? Like, how long were you friends before that?
I mean, technically, we were at school together for a year, but we weren't really friends until, like, second semester.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
Because I mean, you can fill in any gaps, but from what I remember, I think I reached out to you because you were going through a breakup, and I was like...
A couple breakups.
A couple. Was there?
At the same time?
Yeah.
Well.
Dumped by my boyfriend at the time. And then dumped by my best friend at the time.
Oh,
was
also
my roommate. Yes. At Stout.
Oh, wow.
And so yikes. She moved out over Christmas break. Mm-hmm. And I got dumped over Christmas break. And I came back. And then Jane was there with like a halo. And she was like, here I am. Do you need a friend?
So then and were you guys roommates?
Well,
she moved in with me.
Yeah, not like officially, but
no.
But in, you know, that school
years. Yeah, just... I mean, Kate didn't have a roommate and I was like, well, why? I mean, we're just watching the OC every night anyway, like I might as well just sleep in here.
Eating fish sandwiches?
Yeah. I, to be clear, I never ate fish sandwiches. You did.
Tasty, wow. Okay, so not really long though that you guys were friends and then you transferred and here we still are.
Well, yeah, because then I was like, I'm not leaving. I just met like some of my best friends. I don't think I need to move to ORU.
But then you did.
Yeah, because God wouldn't let me say no.
So you still stayed friends.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I remember, I don't know if you texted me or I texted you, but we both said in the same conversation, I'm not going back to Stout. Because we had already started to plan like our sophomore year dorm and we had signed up for this is where we're going to live. And in the same conversation, the same breath, we both just said, I'm not going back. Mm-hmm. And I think I felt so much relief that you also weren't going back because then I felt like, okay, I got to get out of here.
Yeah.
I'm not leaving Jane behind. She's like, I don't know.
We have so many stories. I wish we could tell them all, like the one of us going to Florida and why we went to Florida, but we don't have time for that.
I feel like the people will want to know.
No, catch me on a good day. I can't share it here, but it's one for the books.
So I just, my imagination could go.
Yeah, I do tell people like the difference between stout and ORU is so vast.
I was going to say, could you name a similarity?
No.
I mean, no, there is, you mean the difference?
There's people at both.
There are human beings.
Yeah, that's it. That's it.
Hardly on the same planet, but human beings, nonetheless. Yeah. Wow. Okay.
So that's, and we have stayed friends through the majority of it. Okay, I was thinking about this earlier today. Do you remember when we like took our break?
You and I?
Yeah.
Doesn't look like she remembers that.
Yeah, we were like, this just like isn't working right now. We just like gotta go our separate ways for a little while. You don't remember this?
Does not look like it.
I vaguely remember you dumping me, but at that point,
no.
I must say, it sounds like Jamie needed a break.
No kidding.
This would have probably been junior year, something like that. Obviously, it didn't last long because look at us, we're still here. But
like, you texted her and said, like, we need some time apart.
No,
from,
I
like,
think
texting.
It was just, no, I think it was just
we
like,
were already 8 states apart.
I know. I was like, how did you tell her you need
no
space?
It
like,
was like,
don't call me, I won't answer.
I think it was like we both were like getting easily like offended by the other person. And I think it was one of those things where it was like, we probably didn't need to have a conversation about it, but
I do vaguely remember.
We talked all the time. So mm-hmm. It was like, you know, we just, let's just do our own thing for a sec. Have you never done that? It's kind of healthy.
I've just done it. I just stopped.
Yeah.
Not announced it first.
I didn't announce, like, I'm taking a 6-month sabbatical from you.
I want to be.
I'll circle back in 6 months.
Kate and I like to communicate.
That's great. That works.
I should check my Tumblr. I probably blogged about it.
That is one thing about Kate. She is an amazing writer.
Yeah, I heard you're famous.
I mean,
an influencer.
I'm on my way. Yeah.
Jamie said it really surprises her.
I'm not shocked about that.
Yeah, you did.
No, why did I say that?
You just said the other day, she has she surprisingly has a really large following. And I said,
no,
LOL, surprisingly.
No. What I said.
I remember, no, because when I started writing things for James' blog,
yeah,
I could tell that she was happy for me, but she was also so upset that I had so many shares on my posts, and hers were like two.
Yeah. Okay, so here's what it is.
Tell me what it is.
Your Facebook following is through the roof, and that's, I have a negative following there.
You don't even like, do you even sign in?
Only to remove the notification. I do like to check the Tulsa food group I'm a part of.
Sure.
They talk about the new like restaurants.
Priorities.
Yeah. Well, that's why I don't have a following.
But Kate posts one thing on there, and that blog is like 1,000 views and like couple hours. I'm like, I couldn't do that if I try. If I put money behind this, and
can I tell you what it is?
It's Mom's.
It's Brandon. No one cared about me until I started dating Brandon. And he will tell you this. When we started dating, I uploaded a picture of the two of us together, 100 likes. And now everything I do, if I tag Brandon in it, people love it. People share it. People like it. People comment on it. If I don't tag him, everybody looks the other way.
What does he do? Like, why is he an influencer?
He just exists.
Yeah, honestly, there is literally like nobody better than Brandon.
Is he like my brother? Like, he just, everyone just loves him.
Yes, but he's very different than your brother. Like,
I would
Brandon
imagine
is not extroverted like Nick.
But people love him.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Brandon is so introverted. He's like inside out. Like
I do love to share that Brandon used to have like stock in Apple and then sold it.
Gosh, that's
right before,
devastating. Oh
right
my
before it like
gosh.
Got big.
He brings it up like 2 or 3 times a year. He brings it up and he says, we could have had $400 million. Yeah, had I not sold that stock.
No, like that.
That's seriously so devastating.
Like, I hate it. I'm like, don't say that out loud. Like, remove it from your brain.
Yeah, like, I don't even want to remember.
I hear about what we could be doing instead.
Yeah.
But in reality, you'd be doing exactly what you're doing right now.
I mean, probably.
Yeah.
Living but in I'd be on a nicer house.
Probably, sure.
The maid would be walking around.
Yeah, she probably would have childcare for her own kids for days, really. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You'd have childcare at your own childcare facility.
Yeah. Every child would help.
You're on your way. Because you're Facebook famous, so just get a couple more of those subscribers.
Yeah, to be honest, I knew you would always make it big. I just didn't think it would be because of Facebook.
Me either. I really kind of thought it'd be like the Ellen show or something.
Yeah.
Still have time.
All right. No, I think it's
this might take her there. Oh.
Yeah. It's not.
She doesn't film it. And
whatever.
I can't tell you how I know this, but I'm pretty sure she's a horrible human.
Oh, I've heard that. Yeah. Well, yeah. I've really wanted to not believe it. Yeah, I've really wanted to not believe it. But I don't know. It wouldn't surprise me, sadly. But I don't want it to be true.
I know.
Nothing surprises me anymore. I can't talk about the human race. It's not great right now.
It is pretty sad right now.
Is there anything else you'd like to add to this incredibly long intro?
Before I couldn't remember why we were talking to her, so I just thought we must be just getting her life story.
I literally sent
I didn't you know outline. We were still. I know you really did. I'm looking at it now. I
see it. It's like,
but I only see it because you pulled it up.
No,
I'm just not used to you doing that, so I'm very thrown off.
There's always a reason.
I know, but I see it now. I'm validating to the people. You did send me like paragraphs. But I could not remember what the segue was. So I was like, oh, we must just be getting Kate's story.
And you want to add?
No, that feels elaborate enough. Yeah.
Okay. That's part one, folks.
Well, 40 minutes in, we've covered nothing.
Wow, I can't wait to get the meat of stuff now.
So we're really covering two different parts. Really your business side of life. And also the mom side of life. Kate, so you own a business. Like, talk us through the start of what that was like. What was the hardest part? And we'll go from there.
Sure. I think the hardest part of getting started was knowing where to start. Like, no one's holding your hand through starting and saying, okay, here's step one, you have to do this. Here's step two, you have to do this. Like, there's so much paperwork and logistics and politics. And if you don't do A, B, and C, they won't let you to D, but they're not going to tell you how to get to A, B, and C. So it's just like that whole process was really kind of overwhelming.
Was Brandon, but, I mean, Brandon was pretty involved on that side.
Oh,
right?
Yeah. Yeah. I would say, I mean, I would never have done it without him. I mean, I had this vision of what I wanted to come out of the building and the program, but as far as the business world, the finances, no, it was like Chinese to me. So yeah, the fact that I had Brandon kind of leading the way was crucial.
America makes it very difficult to own a small business, just in case you're wondering.
There's a lot
to be an entrepreneur. I mean,
there's a lot to it.
Hard. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's against you, really, the whole system.
Well, I mean, even just to like be successful. I mean, I did a website for my brother and sister-in-law over the last month, and I forget how much I have in my back pocket for resources that like you just don't have when you are starting a business.
Yeah.
Like just random stuff like a form builder and just like all these things that you think are just like free out there, like everything is an addition to that you have to pay for or embed in or like, I don't know. I was surprised at how lucrative the business can be.
Yeah.
If like people just try to like, because a lot of those things you have to pay for and like those subscriptions, man, those add up.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Oh yeah.
Right. And you don't know what you don't know in the beginning. Yeah. I mean, obviously, as time goes on, you become more knowledgeable and you just get better at it. But in the beginning, you don't know what the heck you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, I still remember like when we opened, I was like 24. I didn't have any children yet. And here I was like telling other people to bring me their children because I knew what I was talking about. Like, it's a miracle anybody walked through the door.
Yeah. Yeah. It's hard.
If you could go back and do anything differently, what would be the thing you'd do different?
I don't know how exactly I would have changed it, but the fact that we built our own building was wonderful, except our mortgage puts us so far behind. Like, mm-hmm. childcare is not a lucrative industry. And so
it isn't.
I mean, anyone that's in childcare, owns a center, a program, whatever, is constantly fighting to keep their head above water. Mm-hmm. And I think the people that don't struggle are the established programs that have been around for 25 years. But in today's society, financial standings, whatever, you can't even get there. Like, I'm already so behind. And if we would have been able to either find a building, or I sometimes wish I would have built smaller.
Interesting. Because aren't you like thinking about building a second location? Or
We literally change our mind every other week. We bought land behind us and then we sat on it for 2 years. And then we looked at land across the street from us and we talked about it for 6 months. And then we, like, it's just, I have no idea what childcare is going to look like in a year, 3 years, 5 years. And I don't want to dig a bigger hole than what I'm already in.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's so disheartening that childcare is something that obviously so many people need and use on a regular basis. And it's so important and such a vital time in little people's lives, but there's zero investment. Like, really nobody cares if there's childcare or not, unless it is for your child. Like, if it doesn't directly affect you.
Yeah, totally. Nobody has the money to just like throw towards that.
If it
doesn't affect you.
Yeah, if you're not the one putting your kid in it.
I think important to note that you've been to the Capitol and been on NPR to talk about this.
Yeah, we've made a couple trips to the Capitol, which is great.
When you say the Capitol, are you saying like DC?
No.
Oh, no.
Or the Capitol of your like cooler city? No, both are great. I've learned I have to clarify because I told someone I was going to the Capitol recently, it was just OKC. And they were like, that's so awesome. Go to this restaurant. And I was like, no. Wrong Capitol. So the Capitol in Wisconsin.
Yeah, let's cut that part so that it doesn't sound so dumb compared to, did you go to DC? Like, no, I went to Madison, but still cool.
Yeah, still cool.
It's all cool.
I went to the state capitol to advocate, essentially.
A couple times.
Yeah. I spoke a couple times at a public hearing. And I know that childcare has had the same issues for decades. It's always been a really underfunded, underemployed, just broken business model. But it's finally a part of the conversation, and that's really exciting. Very little progress being made, but still, I'm so glad it's on the minds of people. And honestly, I feel a little guilty, but we really had the pandemic to thank for that. I think when COVID hit and people realized that they needed childcare to go to work in order for, you know, doctors, nurses, scientists, policemen, whatever, to go to work, they had to drop their kids off somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that opened the eyes of a lot of people. And so when COVID hit there was a lot of funding poured into childcare, and it was just a saving grace. It really kept a lot of programs afloat, and that funding recently was cut in half, and it will soon be expiring completely. And it's going to drain so many programs. They estimate that there will be over 80,000 children just in Wisconsin that will be out of care. And I think it's hard because unless you have children in a program, whether that's an in-home or a group center or whatever, it doesn't affect you. Mm-hmm. And so there's not enough light on it because there's not enough people that are affected on a daily basis for a length of time. Like most parents just kind of have to suck it up and they put in the time and they put in the money and they work, you know, for 4 or 5 years to get their kids into school. And then you don't look back because your kid's in school. You don't have to worry about childcare anymore. And so the demographic it's just so moving all the time. Like nobody sits in it long enough to get bothered by it. So I don't know. It's still being talked about. It's still being worked on, but it's a really unsure industry. And that's really frustrating.
Is that why you stay in it? Like that because there is such a need? Or do you feel like you're in it because that's what you chose?
Part of it is honestly because what would I do with my children? I mean, I have 4 kids. If I didn't have this place, where would my kids go? And this is going to sound kind of silly, but I have always kind of had this feeling that I was supposed to do something important. And like at some point in my life, I'm supposed to do something important. And this feels like it might be it. Like I need to tell people what's going on and what's happening and advocate for a group of little people who cannot advocate for themselves. Yeah. And I don't think people understand how important early childhood experiences are. Mm-hmm. And I think the problem is we're going to learn the hard way. We're going to learn 15, 20 years from now that we didn't invest in young children. And we're going to see the repercussions of that with poor mental health and higher dropout rates and bigger criminal justice problems. And I mean, there's a reason that like the United States is one of the most, I mean, the richest country in the world, the most developed, whatever. And we spend the least amount of money on our children mm-hmm. and families and mothers. And it's just, mm-hmm. it's gross. It's sad. It's embarrassing.
Yeah. Yeah, they definitely do.
I don't know. Even if I only tell one more person that it's important and they do something with it, then I guess that's the best I can do.
Yeah. Wait, so do you have people who work with you? Do you run it and then you have people in, like the kids are broken out in ages and you have like a whole like center working and operating that you're running?
Yeah. Yeah.
If you're thinking of a second location, I'm assuming.
Yeah, we have 2 locations. Our main building is, we have 7 classrooms. Children from 6 weeks up to 5 years old. And then we have a second location where we do like our after school kids and our summer program for school age kids. So between the 2 buildings, we're licensed for just over 100 kiddos. Mm-hmm. I have about 25 employees.
We could talk about employees for a long time.
I was literally like, are we going to go?
Yeah.
Are we going to go there?
We will go there. How many of your employees listen to your podcast?
I don't know. And I don't
I know. Hope none of them based on some things I've said.
But I know if you put this out there, Kate, they're going to listen.
Yeah, for you with your following, if you're an influencer.
You're not going to share it?
I'm gonna block them all and then share it.
Wait, this is what I want to know, because we don't have to get too specific with it, but genuinely, because I haven't actually sat in like both seats. Would you say it was harder to start basically as an entrepreneur or manage people?
Manage people.
That says it all, folks.
There is nothing.
Take off my headphone and walk out the room.
Employees are the hardest part of the business.
And let's be fair, like, give some context here, because like, you're not making enough to really pay people that are, you know, been in the workforce for.
Yeah.
You're paying for like 16-year-olds making minimum wage. Like, I'd leave too.
Yeah.
And that's the other problem, that no one, and sometimes I think my parents know. Like, I'm not quiet about
the anything.
Wage, period. But I'm not quiet about the wage that our teachers make. I'm not quiet about the money that I make. So my families know what kind of people come through my door and are willing to work. I mean, okay, the average wage in my building right now is about $12 an hour.
Mm-hmm.
So we've been open for 8 years. So some of the people that I'm talking about are past employees.
Yes.
Great.
We're going to hang on to that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But the majority of my employees are mothers who get to bring their children with them.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of those teachers, those mothers are wonderful.
That's a great retention strategy, Kate.
Absolutely. Right.
It and that's really is.
The only reasons that they can even afford to work there is because they can't afford to pay $300 in childcare somewhere else.
Yep.
So that's a huge demographic of my staff. Another chunk of my staff is college girls. So girls that are kind of working around classes, whether they are going for any kind of early childhood or not. They like kids, or they babysat, or they have siblings or whatever. I have a couple who ran in homes for a few years, and then kind of their kids grew up, but they wanted to continue to work with kids, and they came to the center, and they are wonderful. But then there are some that are people that walked in the door and are willing to work for $12 an hour. They can pass a background check, and they are not sociopaths, but
they're making $12 an hour.
You would choose some of these people to come into your home. And people know that. Like, I know my families know that. And I know our community, any center that you go to, you can throw a rock and you'll find somebody who doesn't give two cahoots to really be there.
Yeah.
But I run on a ratio. I have to have so many adults per child. And you don't always get the cream of the crop.
Well, sure. Yeah.
And like, if anyone tries to say that that's not real, they're lying. Like, and they're lying to themselves. Like, it's just, no. What are you doing?
No. Yeah.
So, I mean, like, and that's a huge, I mean, this is kind of dark and twisty, but like, I mean, a lot of people are afraid of childcare, whether it's an in-home or a center. I mean, you hear and you see these horrible stories on the news and whatever. And the biggest part of that problem is because those are the people that you can get to work for $12 an hour.
Right. Yeah.
Like, you know, I mean, you aren't going to get someone. I can't pay someone with a bachelor's degree in human psychology to come in and work with these kids. So like, you act surprised that these are the kind of people that are coming in the door, but you're not giving me any money to give them.
I mean, you know, I know we've talked about this and I've listened to all of your stuff, and I'm just like, I don't know what the solution is. It sounds bleak.
Give them more money. That's the solution.
Bleak is the perfect way to describe it. It's bleak as heck. I don't even know if I'm allowed to swear on this thing or not, but it's bleak.
I do what I want. You don't swear on here. Maybe
it's not live, so you can bleep it out if you need to.
Yeah, exactly. I do just want to really make sure that people understand that we talked about how hard it is to start a business and run a business for about first 40 minutes of this podcast. And we just then confirmed that managing people is harder. So I just want you to know, if you're out there and you're like, I don't have the entrepreneur spirit, but you are managing people, one, two, yourself even. It's hard. It's hard work out there, folks. It is. You're always a bad guy.
Amen. Yeah. Don't get me started. Don't get me started today.
No, rile her up. Start her up.
And you just you just gotta take it on the chin.
You do.
Yeah, you're
lonely.
Right.
It's lonely out there.
It's lonely. Don't get me on myself.
You feel lonely, yeah. Kate?
It is lonely because we had a staff meeting last month and I burst into tears because I was like, I'm trying to be your friend and be your boss and I just don't know what to do.
Hey, oh my gosh.
It was terrible. But like, you do. It's so hard to find this middle ground of like being someone that your people respect, but also I don't want to be hated. Like, I still want to have a good relationship with the people that I spend 40, 50 hours a week with, you know?
Yeah.
But they make it so hard sometimes, even though I want it. But I know it's possible because the 10%, and I guess that's what gets me, is like, if this just wasn't humanly possible, I guess I'd just give it up. Can't be friends with anyone. I'll stick with the three people I've got, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But I do have like the 10% where it's like, we have these boundaries of understanding where we can be friends and then where I am still your boss. It's just so few and far between. And sometimes you make the mistake of thinking that can be all of them. I think it can be about 8%. I'm going down in the percentage.
I see
I'm
that.
Coming down 5.
What's 8% of 27?
I don't know.
Oh, gosh. Like 1.5?
I can only have 1.5 friends in my building.
I don't know. Now I want to know. Great. I'm going to look it up. What'd you say? 8% of 27? 2.1. So okay. you can have a 10% of a person. You've really got about two
friends.
That's actually pretty good. My ratio is even lower than that, so you're doing pretty good.
Can you imagine managing like a Target or like this huge Fortune 500 company? Like, you're in charge of 300 people.
I think that's where you really don't get the friends. I think that's where that is as
the
only.
Then it's just kind of out the door.
I think you're down to.
The thing is, 0%. I typically like management. Like,
I'm not trying to brag on them, but you've also had some like really great employees.
Yeah, is that because I'm awesome as a boss?
Is it? I don't know.
Okay.
I'm not sure what to tell you. That's I don't true. Know them well enough. I didn't know them pre-Jamie and I don't know them post-Jamie, so.
I would love to be managed by you. I'm really interested to see what that's like.
I wouldn't.
I don't.
And you wouldn't want me.
No, and that's why I keep telling you I'm not going to work for you.
Okay, don't get me started on that again.
I'm not.
Because that's a different story.
Do you have any more questions about like business, entrepreneurship?
Well, we just started talking about like management leading, so I could probably talk to her for about 8 more days, but I'm not sure how publicly want to get with that. So I guess not.
Well, I want to ask one more question and then we're going to wrap before we move.
Sure, it feels appropriate.
Before we pause.
Wrap?
For the next part. Just for the next part.
Like,
this is two-part.
Yeah, two-part series.
Good. Just be out there for the folks listening at home. This is only part one of two parts. So.
I thought you meant like you had a wrap that you do at the end of your podcast. Like, you're like, this is the end and we're going to move on. You know, that kind of
no.
Thing.
Before we wrap.
No. Okay. But before I do ask that, I need to say this, Kate. The second I met you, I knew you were going to do something important.
Oh, my God.
I just knew it. Like, there's something about the way that you communicate and write. I know that you're going to do something big.
Jamie,
I think
that's the nicest thing you've ever said to me.
I say a lot of nice things to you.
Yeah, I was about to say, wow. Yeah, I will say I haven't gotten that. So, but like, she's way nicer to you than she is to me. She never tells me nice stuff like that. Aww. The most I get is doing good work.
You are it. And that is that all you
literally
is. She doesn't want your head to get too big.
She doesn't. Even though, honestly, it's pretty small.
Yeah, you do need it. a bit more. I can encourage you later. Okay.
Okay, so what's your question?
It's more of like an encouragement to the moms out there who've had a bad experience. I can think of one mom very specifically who just cried to me not that long ago about picking her son up and he didn't get fed there. And it, she pays a lot of money. A lot.
This isn't, I don't think this is a 12-hour spot.
No, it's not.
This is like, there shouldn't be a reason, I don't think.
Yeah, no, there shouldn't be a reason. So, like, what do you say to those moms who have had, like, that experience? Doesn't even matter the pay at this point, but, like, you didn't take care of my child. I want you to talk to that mom.
Yeah, I think that's a great question because we have absolutely made mistakes. And there's obviously going to be teachers in any program that are there to just kind of put in their hours, do the bare minimum, and go home. And I can only speak for my program, but so many of my teachers lose sleep over other people's children. We are texting each other outside of work time, sending pictures of other people's children to each other, telling stories about the things that their kids said and did. We are sometimes, so many times, with your child more during their awake hours than their parents can be because of, you know, work schedules and whatever. And even though there are times where things fall between the cracks and mistakes are made, and if you have a good teacher and you are a part of a good program, that provider is going to be more broken about those kinds of things than you are. Like, we watch children take their first step, say their first word, they're trying their first food, like all these milestones. And like I said, it's not every teacher, it's not every program, but like, we cry over these children when they do something that is important or do something for the first time, or like, they're so, so important. And even though those things happen, I would urge you not to let it deter you from going back the next day and giving that person another shot. Because even as a mother, I mean, you make mistakes as a mother and you are responsible for your one child or your two children or whatever. You know, some of my teachers are responsible for 8, 10, 12 other kids, and they're trying so hard to give that child every ounce of their energy and their love and their attention, and things happen. I think that you should be honest with that teacher, with that provider. And it's okay to say, I'm upset. You didn't do this right. You let me down. But know that she's already beating herself up about it. And just, we're doing the best we can. I would definitely encourage people to not always take what you see or what you hear when it comes to these horror stories, but find somebody that works for you, works for your family, and loves your children like they are their own, because we are real and we are out there and we are in this business for a reason.
Yeah, that's a good word.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
That got a little rambly.
It's a hard conversation. Like, obviously, you know, I'm over here like, oh my gosh, you're paying this person to feed your child. But yeah, I mean, I make mistakes in my job all the time and I get grace, and the same should be given on the other side. It's just harder because there's literally basic needs.
Right. And they are your little person. Like, they are your entire life.
Yeah.
And there, and like, that's not to say there are things that happen that should absolutely not ever happen. Like, there are times where there is no excuse. There is no, it's just not okay. And it's okay too, to hold your provider responsible for those kinds of things.
Mm-hmm.
But, right, if you can give grace, give it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I feel like the response in that moment from the providers say even more than whatever mistake happened to begin
mm-hmm.
with.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I've always felt. Like, ours has always been so quick to communicate.
And you got some biters.
Yeah. Mm. You mean mine? Or, yeah. Unfortunately, yeah, my youngest is, but they don't get it twisted. They've been bit hundreds of times. So he picks it up from somewhere, you know?
Yeah, I suppose that's true.
Yeah.
Okay, well, we're going to pause here. And I want to hear, Kate, what is trending in your world this week? Could be anything. Book, movie, TV show, music.
Oh, I'm binging New Amsterdam right now.
Okay.
Love that. And I recently enrolled in a course to learn American Sign Language.
Amazing.
It has been on my bucket list for years. And I literally just like woke up one day and was like, what am I waiting for? So I enrolled in a course and I just finished unit 3.
Wow.
So
how many units are there?
I think there's like 10 units in each course.
Oh.
And
okay.
So it's a lot.
I was like, you're 30% done.
No. 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 I'm like 11% done.
Yeah.
But
I'm talking a lot about percentages today.
I knew you were gonna say that with everything in me. That's where my head is right now. Wow.
Mel's family, some of her cousins are deaf and she knows how to sign a little bit, but I was over at Mel's mom's with her and one of her deaf nephews came over with one of his friends who's also deaf, and Jackie turns to me and she's like, it's pretty quiet when they're here. Because like they're just like talking to each other, but you just like don't know it.
Mm-hmm. But first in my course, like when I'm learning vocab, it's all video. And like the first few times I like turned the volume way up because I was like waiting for this like either background music or like something. And I'm like, okay, this is a really quiet language. Like we're not gonna have that. And it's really like it kind of takes you back and like you have to sit in the silence and it's kind of uncomfortable.
Yeah, which is hilarious for you because, like, I mean, you're loud.
Mm-hmm.
You just are.
The irony of me learning a quiet language, like, you'd think I'd be learning, like, German or something.
Yeah.
I kind of love it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What's trending in your world?
My world?
Yeah.
Boxing.
Did you already say that?
Nope. Not since we recorded some other one. Nope.
Are you sure?
No, I'm positive about I haven't jiu-jitsu. Said it. No, that I might have said that. That could be fair. I might have said that, but I don't think I said boxing yet. Oh.
You did.
Yeah, I did. I just remembered because you made that stupid meme.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Fine, I need a new one. Come back to me. I forgot I said that one.
I just read The Giver for the first time. Have you read that?
No, but I have heard of it.
Well, it was really good. I always think of Ellie. Because I don't know, I think she loved it growing up, and it's very short, like you could read it in a couple hours, and it's pretty good. I enjoyed it. I don't know if I'm gonna watch the movie or not. The cast is pretty good. Meryl Streep, isn't it?
Oh, love Meryl Streep.
I know, so I potentially might watch it.
Have you ever read any Colleen Hoover books?
I have read one.
Those are really trending in like Bloomer right now.
Oh.
Like every girl between like 19 and 35 is reading a Colleen Hoover book.
I read It Ends With Us. Yeah, it's pretty good. I didn't hate it.
But yeah, it feels like it's you would. Her books are pretty probably shallow for you, but
no, I love me some chick lit. I prefer Emily Henry.
Yeah, what's that one you read? Happy Feet or something?
Happy Place.
Penguins. Happy Place.
Have you read that?
No, Happy Feet is a penguin movie.
Yeah, no, children. I know that. Yeah, okay. But Happy Place.
You could have read that too. I don't know. Happy Place with the pink one.
Yeah, the pink one.
Yeah, okay. Well, Happy Feet was in my mind, but Obviously, I'm a mom. Mine is, I really don't have a great one right now, but I did love Justin Timberlake's new single. Well, he has a couple of new singles, but Selfish.
Yeah, it's a good one.
I did like that one.
You know that one, Kate?
Negative. I'm really into The Wheels on the Bus right now.
Yeah, that was right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's a good one, though, honestly. And I'm not actually a big JT fan.
You're not?
No, I really, actually, he annoys me most of the time. But I really like that single.
What does he do that annoys you?
His noise music. Like, yeah, thank you.
Yeah.
Another song kind of validated. Like, yes. Cringy. And every song's just like,
yeah.
Like it sounds like Liam when he's making fun of Lorenzo. Like,
you know who else is like that? Ariana Grande.
I feel the same way. I'm really not a big Ari fan. Yeah. It's like at this decibel, maybe it's because we're moms. I don't know. But it's at this decibel that I'm like, this is not enjoyable.
Mm hmm. Yeah.
Speaking of moms, I watched Nugget, your dog, last week. Nugget whines a lot more than Penny does. Mm-hmm. And at one point I was like, oh my gosh, like what's with the whining, you guys? I need to wear headphones all night because you're so loud and annoying the whole time. But it felt like I had kids because they were just following me around all night staring at me. I'm like, can I help you? I'm like, hi, what can I do for you?
Nugget really will. You just follows no matter where you are.
Oh my gosh. And Penny just like latched onto it. She latched onto the whining.
Yep. She's a follower. I had the leader.
I'm just remembering yesterday when you told your 5-year-old son to be a leader.
Oh, did I?
Yes.
That sounds like something I would do. See?
She literally said, you need to be a leader right now.
Oh, with his food. Yeah. Oh my gosh. Yeah. That little sucker. They were throwing spaghetti like across the kitchen. He did need to be a leader. He knows better.
Yeah.
That's fantastic. Well,
come back with me. Come back in 2 weeks and we're going to dive into the second half of this conversation, talking about the management, but also mom guilt and public versus private school and mental health support.
Oh, man. Those are good.
Mm-hmm. So can't we'll wait. See you then. Thanks for tuning in today, guys. Don't forget to like and subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts. And let us know what you thought of today's episode by tagging us on social media. This is Trendish. We'll see you soon.